Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
It looks like something huge is about to go down in Ukraine within the next 2 weeks. My name is Matt Tardio. Welcome back to another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. Today's episode is being sponsored by Kickoff. Yesterday, Trump ordered 2 nuclear submarines within striking distance of Russia. Now, why did Trump decide to do this? Well, what we're being told on mainstream media is that it's because of statements of Medvedev, right? And we're going to go over that here in just a sec. But I actually think it's something a little bit more to that. We're going to talk about why Trump likely ended up moving up his deadline that he had against Russia from 50 days all the way down to October 8th. So who is this man that threatened the United States? Well, he's the former president of Russia and he sits on the Russian Security Council. Yesterday, he made these statements. He said, Trump's playing the ultimate game with Russia, 50 days or 10. He should remember 2 things. Russia isn't Israel or even Iran. Each new ultimatum is a threat and a step towards war. Not between Russia and Ukraine, but with his own country. Don't go down the Sleepy Joe road. In response, Trump actually ended up putting this out on Truth Social. Based on the high provocative statements of the former president of Russia, Dmitry Medvedev, who is now the deputy chairman of the Security Council of the Russian Federation, I have ordered 2 nuclear subs to be positioned in the appropriate regions just in case these foolish and inflammatory statements are more than just that. Words are very important and can often lead to unintended consequences. I hope this will not be one of those instances. Thank you for your attention. Now, obviously, the media ended up asking Trump what the heck that statement was all about. Why would he order those subs over in the region? This is what he had to say.
Well, you just have to read what he said. He was talking about nuclear. When you talk about nuclear, we have to be prepared, and we're totally prepared.
That is not the only statement that he actually made on this. As a matter of fact, we got one more for you.
Being deployed a nuclear submarine.
Oh, yeah. Well, we had to do that. We just have to be careful. And a threat was made, and we didn't think it was appropriate. So I have to be very careful. So I do that on the basis of safety for our people. A threat was made by a former president of Russia, and we're going to protect our people.
Threat was made by the former president of Russia, and we're going to protect our people. Now, do we think that is the only reason we ended up doing that? Yeah, it's possible. It's very possible. But the question remains, why did Trump move his deadline up so freaking far and so freaking fast? We're going to get to that in just a second after we listen to what Putin had to say about it.
Территориальной целостности нашей страны для защиты России и нашего народа мы безусловно используем все имеющиеся в нашем распоряжении средства. Это не блеф. А те, кто пытаются шантажировать нас ядерным оружием, должны знать, что роза ветров может развернуться и в позе.
Now, Putin ended up making that statement after he ended up coming out with the dead hand statement as well. The dead hand referring to Russia's fail-safe system that was developed during the Cold War, where if the United States ended up striking Russia first with a nuclear weapon, they had sensors that were on the ground to detect the hit. And if those sensors didn't get a response from command, well, that would mean that the command was taken out and it authorized to fire all of Russia's nuclear weapons at predestined targets. Now, with all that talk going on back and forth yesterday between Russia, the United States, nuclear warfare, you would think that things seem to be on the uptick. But strategically, Zelensky ended up making this statement around the exact same time.
Які кроки потрібні? Розуміємо, хто в Росії може ухвалювати рішення. І саме тому Україна вкотре вже пропонує перейти з технічного рівня розмов, не обмінюватись заявами, а реально зустрітись на рівні лідерів. Я хочу подякувати президенту Трампу за готовність до такої зустрічі. Я вдячний всім, хто підтримав потрібна готовність Росії.
Russia's readiness is needed. Zelensky yesterday, as the United States is moving nuclear subs up over near Russia, Zelensky came out and invited Putin to the table with him and Trump. And he said Russia needs to come to the table. Now, Putin yesterday, in a meeting that he ended up having with Lukashenko, the president of Belarus, ended up stating that his goals haven't changed, that Ukraine can't be allowed to join NATO. They need to withdraw from Zaporizhia, leave the LPR and the DPR alone, pretty much everything that they occupy and or want to occupy. Earlier last month, Russia ended up launching an offensive operation in western Zaporizhia, and it's not going so good for them. They've taken maybe a couple hundred meters max, and that's likely probably because Ukraine decided to retrograde, i.e. militarily withdraw to a better defendable location. Russia's been stuck and hasn't been able to move since. Up in the northern portion of the country, near Sumy, over near the Russian border, well, it turns out the same thing happened. Russia had a 50,000-man military stacked up, ready to go assault Sumy. Ukraine continued to retrograde. Eventually, Russia fell into that position, and they also haven't been to advance in that direction at all. As a matter of fact, Ukraine counterattacked and actually pushed them back in several locations. And then there's this. This just came out 2 days ago. Taking back what is theirs, Ukrainian special forces successfully raid Russian-occupied island in the Black Sea. Now, while a tiny little island might not seem very significant to most of you, it's actually very significant when you look at it from a strategic perspective. Let's go over the map and take a look at it and go in and take a look at this particular island chain that the Ukrainian Special Forces got themselves a hold of. From what I've been told by the people that are in that general direction, as the sea rises and the sea falls, it essentially creates a land bridge that allows them to get their butts over into Crimea. Now, Russia originally said that this never occurred, and so Ukrainian SOF ended up releasing a video showing them planting the flag over on this island, successfully taking it back from the Russians. So now they own that. Well, how well do you think that's going over? Additionally, Ukraine ended up launching a massive air campaign yet again on Crimea. And over the last month, we've seen Ukraine launching massive drone waves over into Crimea, knocking out key aerial defense assets for Russia. Here is a look at what actually went down just the other day over inside of Crimea. Now, I want you to take a look at all of those different strikes. And there is even reports today over near the Kerch Bridge that a lot of the land's on fire as a result of these strikes. So Ukraine, over the last, week to 2 weeks, has been hammering on Crimea. Additionally, they ended up taking that tiny little island that gives them access, if they can, via a sandbar to actually move into Crimea mainland itself. More so, we end up having Trump take that deadline from 50 days and move it all the way down to August 8th. Now, why would he do that? And in Matt's opinion, it's pretty clear. Because the way Zelensky came out telling Putin he needs to come to the table, well, it would look really, really bad if Ukraine launched a counteroffensive with that 50-day deadline still in play and Ukraine is attacking. It's my assessment that Trump ended up moving up this deadline because Ukraine does intend on launching a counteroffensive here in the month of August and going into September. And that deadline had to expire by then. Otherwise, we would have both been slapped as doing so in bad faith. Now, in response to that, Russia ended up taking out this key bridge over in Kherson. We're going to show you guys on the map on why it's so key and why I believe Russia targeted it. This just came out today. Unfortunately, there's no sound in that video. I apologize if you guys were expecting something big and exploding. No, you don't get that. But what you actually do get is some on-the-ground footage following that strike of somebody driving his vehicle over the bridge. Let's go over there and take a look at that real quick. Now, this is the end result of that strike. You guys go ahead and take a look at it. That bomb definitely put a massive hole in the middle of the bridge. The question would be, why this bridge, following everything that we just talked about? Why this bridge, following Ukraine taking that island? Why this bridge, following the United States moving in nuclear subs? Why? Why would Trump move up the deadline? These are all questions that you guys should be asking yourselves. Well, let's look at this sucker on a map. Down here is Crimea, all the way down here, and then here is Kherson, And if we go in and we zoom in on it, you guys can see that that waterway starts to extend out to the ocean. All of this down here, this is all Russian-controlled terrain. But when we go into the center of Kherson, what we end up seeing is this bridge right here. There's actually two of them, one by railway and one by road. Originally, I thought they were both roads, had to go over, analyze. No, it's railway. So we go over and we take a look at this one. Now, this is the great thing about the 21st century, and this is why I kind of like love it to this extent, is I was able to actually take, and you could drop a little man right there, boom, in the middle of the bridge. And what's great is when you spin it around, you could actually line up the terrain with the video, confirming that it is this bridge. At least so I believe. Seems to line up. This photograph is actually from 2016. So there's a couple things that are a little bit off, like, I don't know, that blue stripe that was running along this side of the bridge. But other than that, the terrain that's surrounding it definitely seems to line up. So why this bridge would Russia go after it? So I zoom out and I take a look. Let's see where this ends up leading. Number one, it's the only one that ends up going in there. And you guys can even see from like that Google Maps view that you have those different boats that are stacked up. So you've got plenty of ports that are over on this. Let's be honest, in today's economy, building your credit score is freaking hard. Why is it hard? Because the cost of everything is through the dang roof. And the traditional way of building your credit score sucks. You got to buy a car, but you can't pay for it in full. You got to get a loan. And in order to get a loan, you have to have credit. In order to have like credit, you got to have good credit history. How do you start credit history? Well, you have somebody co-sign for you. What if that's not an option? What if your credit is just kind of in shambles and you need to do something better? Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's where Kickoff comes in. With over 1 million customers and over 1,000 positive reviews, they are crushing it. The average person with under a 600 credit score actually sees a positive improvement of about 84%. Points. That is absolutely nuts. That's pretty freaking wild that you get us. So how does it work? Well, you go over the website, you sign up, and they essentially give you a line of credit, small one, that you can use to purchase things off their website. But that's not the point. You shouldn't be doing that. Now, this is a great option when it goes to like kids, like 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds. I'm sorry if I called you a kid, but it's a really good option. Don't use it. Why? Because your reoccurring monthly membership actually gets reported. And all of that goes to helping should to improving your score. And it works. It absolutely works. They have thousands of positive reviews. And I just told you how much your credit score can improve. Start building credit with Kickoff today, and you can get your first month for as little as $1. That's 80% off the normal price when you go to getkickoff.com/Rob. That's Kickoff without the C. Get KIKOFF.com/Rob. Must sign up via getkickoff.com/Rob to activate offer. Offer applies to new Kickoff customers. First month only, subject to approval. Offers subject to change. Average first year credit score impact of plus 84 points. Vantage score 3.0 between January 23 and January 24 for Kickoff credit account users who started with a score below 600, who paid one time, and who had no delinquencies or collections added to their credit profile during the period. Late payments may negatively impact your credit score. Individual results may vary. On this tiny little island that allow it to access this waterway to start working their way out. It is a great possibility that this waterway from Kherson is one of the ones that ended up getting used to go over and launch an assault on this freaking island that they then go down and take to move into Crimea. Additionally, there's reports coming across Crimea over the last 2 months where we have somebody that ended up getting arrested with bomb-making material. It basically seems like you have a partisan group that's over inside of Crimea that has been preparing for something big to come. So then that stands the question. Why, oh, why would Ukraine launch an assault to take that island? Why, oh, why would Trump move up the deadline? Why, oh, why would we move in those nuclear subs? And why would we see that rhetoric coming from the Kremlin? When you look at it in this context, it's pretty dang simple. In Matt's opinion, Ukraine is going to launch their summer counteroffensive within the next couple of weeks. And when they do so, it's going to be down here in the south in the Kherson region. Now, last year, I made an assessment and said if Ukraine was going to have some success against Russia, they'd have to do so in the south. So what other indicators do we have that Ukraine has been trying to soften up that target over in the south? Well, what we do know is that Russia has a rail line that ends up going out of Russia and coming into the south and feeding into their occupied territories. Ukraine has been systematically targeting that rail line, knocking it out of commission. Additionally, Russia has moved to tap this entire region into their power grid by dropping in brand new freaking lines all the way across this entire region. That also says that Russia is looking at trying to bring it in. We also have reports of Russian troops that are along these lines that aren't very well fed, and they don't have access to a lot of water. Now, if all of that is true, that would mean that the Russian troops down in the south are actually kind of at a disadvantage right now. But so is Ukraine. Ukraine is going to have to figure out some way to push across Kherson and make their way over into the Kherson Oblast on the other side of the river. Why do I say that? Because Russia has massive defensive lines all the way up here in the north, and one of their main bases and headquarters is down in Takhmak and Melitopol is very well defended. Very, very well defended. Ukraine actually hit the roadblock there all the way back in 2023. So I don't think they're going to be able to necessarily be pushing through that particular region. But what I do think they're going to be able to do is isolate these troops off in the south even further, or at least they're going to attempt to do it. There's reports of several brigades from the Ukrainian military that have just gone missing off the map. Nobody knows what happened to them. So it would seem that Ukraine has forces kind of in the reserves, and we haven't really seen Ukraine launch any sort of major counteroffensive or counterattack towards the Russians. As a matter of fact, they've more or less just been kind of sitting back and stacking Russian bodies as they attack the line and slowly retrograding, kind of dwindling away at them. When we go back and we look up into the north, when we talk about that Sumy region that we were just on, dude, they haven't been able to make it diddly squat and nowhere up there. People were saying that they were going to end up taking Sumy really, really fast and that all that was going to go down. But all of that failed right up over here just to the northeast of Khotyn. They ended up falling into this trap. And if you guys haven't seen the video that I put together on that, it's back, I want to say it was like June 4th or something like that, somewhere around there that I ended up putting this out where I was like, what? Russians are walking into a giant ambush. This is where that 50,000 man army was at. But again, Ukraine really hasn't done anything to counter any of this. They've been going tit for tat and back and forth, but pretty much stopped the Russians dead in their tracks once they got in the area of Khotyn. I assess Crimea itself to be kind of like one of those very good points that Ukraine's going to have to cut off in order to start pushing the Russian troops back in an overall operational picture when it goes down to actually affecting the battlefield. When you end up looking across the entire front line, obviously Russia has plenty lines of supplies that are going to be pushing all the way through, but because Russia ended up annexing Crimea in 2014, they've been stockpiling a lot of munitions. And again, we've seen Ukraine going after those munition depots over the last couple months as well. So what does that mean? Well, that means that Ukraine is attempting to systematically cut off lines of supply for the Russian troops that are down here in the south over in the Zaporizhzhia and Kherson Oblast. And if Ukraine is able to successfully get in here and essentially cut off Crimea by simply pushing the Russians out of Kherson and over into Zaporizhzhia, then they're going to be able to cut off Crimea. If they cut off Crimea, you cut off a massive line of supply for those Russian troops down in the south. That to me is a shaping operation, which is going to lead into something even larger if Ukraine intends on taking more terrain back. Now, I'm not saying that Ukraine's going to be able to accomplish all of that within the next couple months. I doubt that they will. But do I think that that's the direction they're going? Yes, absolutely, I do. Do I think that Donald Trump ended up moving those nuclear subs in not just because of the statements of Medvedev? Yeah. I do. I think that Donald Trump likely moved those nuclear subs into that region because of this, that Ukraine considers Crimea their territory. So does Russia. Russia also considers a lot of this terrain that you're staring at down there in the south as their own sovereign territory as well. They voted it into freaking, like they held a referendum. They did what they did and they held a phony election and they said this terrain is now under like Russian rule. That's what they believe. And Russians did last year lower their threshold for using nuclear weapons. And so if Ukraine goes and takes back Crimea and starts pushing through Kherson and pushes them over to the Zaporizhzhia Oblast, well, then possibly the gloves are off. So it is maybe a very good strategic move for Trump to move in those nuclear submarines in order to kind of deter Russia just in case that actually happens. Now, the other big thing, reason why Trump likely decided now is a good time to do that is because after the earthquake the other day and after the tsunami, Russia's main nuclear sub port actually got damaged. Now, they do have other nuclear subs that are out floating in the water. U.S. government's got plenty, so does Russia. But that doesn't mean that Russia can't fire ballistic missiles, so on and so forth. We've all made fun of Russian nuclear subs with their freaking panels falling off the side in the past. I get it. But at the end of the day, in Matt's opinion, this is exactly why Trump moved those subs in there. And I do believe something huge is brewing down in the south of Ukraine on the front line. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, peace, love, happiness, and God bless. Don't forget to subscribe. I'm out of here.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Most people don't know how many financial accounts they have or their net worth. And when you're not paying attention, you're leaving money on the table. The solution is Monarch, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, link all your accounts for a complete picture of your financial health. You'll never need a spreadsheet again. Get 50% off your first year. That's just $50 total at monarch.com with code BUDGET. That's monarch.com, promo code BUDGET.